Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Hundreds of workers with a disability now have job security after the successful takeover of the Active Foundation. Its large-scale worksites will soon be transitioned to WorkPower Inc. Disability Services Minister Don Punch says the deal, which will be complete by the end of June, is the best possible outcome.
Absolutely. It provides certainty in terms of the pathway forward. And while Lee has indicated there'll be changes, the fact is that people will be at the centre of the discussion and the centre of where WorkPower take the worksites into the future.
Police are still searching for a Toyota Hilux and its driver after the ramming of a police car in Perth's north. It ended a chase on Walter Road West in Morley around 3:20 this morning. Officers escaped injury, but police say their car has significant damage. There's a push for presumptive cancer protections for firefighters to be expanded. Union members and a legislative expert from Canada are meeting state MPs this week for 20 types of cancers to be covered instead of 12. The Greens will back the federal government's climate change policy after striking a deal on coal and gas projects. It's a part of Labor's commitment to reduce carbon emissions by 2030, with legislation to be introduced on Thursday. Greens leader Adam Bandt says they've secured a number of significant concessions.
There will now be, in legislation, a hard cap on actual emissions that the safeguard sector can emit. This puts a limit on coal and gas expansion in this country.
To sport, Fremantle has rated Nat Fyfe as a chance to play in the Derby this weekend against West Coast. There were initial fears he'd miss 2 weeks due to a foot injury. And St Kilda is working with the AFL to identify the fan who made a racist comment towards Western Bulldogs player Jamara Ugelhagen. Acting Saints skipper Callum Wilkie says racism has no place in the game.
It's not good enough, especially from one of our fans, and Indigenous players have done so much for our game and so much for our football club. We've had so many greats throughout our history.